flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, I think it's time to play the game.
We're playing the game?
Yes, we're playing the game.
Do we have to play the game?
What's the game?
The game is called Categories. We play it on Thursdays.
Da, 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 da.
I'm hosting again because nobody's stepping up. Doesn't seem like people want to do the host thing.
Yeah, so here's the thing. It's your game. You host it.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
That right there, Shane.
Okay. All right. So game on. And two of the categories are sports related. Rather feisty around these parts. One is not sports related. They're all things that are applicable to things going on in the news. Mark Grody at the top of the hour. Here's first. I don't know if you guys know this, but one of the best players in team sports, we don't ever talk about. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander had 52 points last night.
In a loss.
He's got 50 twice in the last four games.
I think 52, right?
What's that?
Your mic's off, Shane.
Oh, it's back on. It sounds like you are now.
Yeah.
It's a very small room,
I don't
Shane.
Know how this works.
That's better.
I don't know how this studio works, dude.
Well, yeah. The good news is it looks
just
like
said,
the regular...
better start moving, Speaks. It's 47.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Game on. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander leads the NBA in scoring. He's number one. I am looking at every player in the NBA averaging 20 points or more right now. Who are the players in the NBA? NBA Hoops Junkie, Dr. NBA, Lawrence Holmes, who are averaging more than 20 points per game. Lawrence, you go first.
Jalen Brunson.
Jalen Brunson is number 9 in scoring. Yes. Tanny.
Jokic.
Nikola Jokic, number 3. Shane.
Anthony Edwards.
Anthony Edwards, number 8. Lawrence.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Number 26. Editors note, these have to be players who've played enough to qualify, just to be clear. But yes, Steph Curry, number 26. Tanny.
Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic has not played enough to qualify.
Oh, that's right. He's out on all the awards.
Yeah, he's out on everything.
Oh, damn. You're out of the game.
No.
Oh, Danny, our mics are on.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Now Danny gets to hang out and do something else. Bastards. Shane?
Giannis.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is second in scoring behind SGA. Lawrence?
Zach LaVine.
Absolutely. Zach LaVine is 20th in scoring in the NBA. Shane.
DeMar DeRozan?
DeMar DeRozan, number 31. He is above 20 points per game. Yes, sir. Lawrence.
Jalen Green,
number 32 of the Houston Rockets. Yes, above 20 points per game. Shane.
Devin Booker,
number 11. Lawrence.
Kevin Durant.
Number five.
What are you watching there, Kenny?
Sopranos.
The Sopranos is
I love the respect for the game. A lot of respect going on for the game. Shane.
Man, I might be out now.
Okay.
I'll take a knee now.
Yeah, take a knee. Lawrence, want to get one more just to rub it in?
Trae Young?
Trae Young, absolutely, number 25. Could add LaMelo Ball, Tyrese Maxey, Jason Tatum, Anthony Davis, et cetera.
Tyrese Maxey.
But very nice. Good job, gentlemen. All right. It strikes me that with the coordinators getting named, we should talk about coordinators.
Okay.
For the Bears, since the year 2000, I'm looking at offensive and defensive coordinators. For the Chicago Bears, since the year 2000, every single one. Tanny, you can go first.
I feel like we just did this one on one side of the ball for sure. Aaron Cromer?
Aaron Cromer is correct.
Shane Waldron.
Is correct. We might have just done this one.
Yeah, I did it the last time I hosted.
Yeah, okay. Well, now you can do defenses, too.
Bobby Babich.
Bobby Babich is correct as a defensive coordinator.
Mark Helfrich.
Mark Helfrich, yes, as an offensive coordinator.
Adam Gase.
Yes, as an offensive coordinator.
John Shoup.
John Shoup is a yes. Since the year 2000, Bears OCs and DCs.
Mike Tice.
Mike Tice is a yes.
Bill Lazor.
Bill Lazor is a yes. You're on fire.
You are on fire. All right, I'm out.
Really?
Yeah.
Taking a knee for the expediency of the game? Tanny.
Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera is correct.
Ron Turner.
Ron Turner is correct. Ooh. His second stint between 05 and 09. Tanny.
Forgive me if this one was mentioned. Shane's best friend in the world, Mike Martz.
Mike Martz has not been mentioned. Shane.
Was Aaron Cromer mentioned?
He was mentioned.
He was.
I get very emotional when I talk about
it. Defense too. Ron Rivera.
Ron Rivera has been mentioned as well.
Good. Why am I drawing a little bit of a blank here?
In five, four, three.
Thomas Brown. Sorry, Thomas Brown.
Thomas Brown is technically an offensive coordinator. Yes. Tanny.
Shane Waldron.
Shane Waldron, yeah. Oh, it's already been mentioned.
I did say it.
Then Terry Shea.
Terry Shea, yes, sir. Well done.
Mel Tucker,
absolutely. To the defensive side, where many remain available. Tanny.
Defense. Yeah, I'm out.
Defense. Yeah, Shane, you got one more for fun?
Someone who Tanny didn't want to say because he just loves him so much, he didn't want to put him out there again and re-put him in the news cycle, but Alan Williams.
Alan Williams, correct. Would have accepted Sean Desai, Chuck Pagano, Vic Fangio.
We should have went with that report that one day.
Yeah. Chuck Pagano back in the league.
That's right. Chuck Pagano. All right.
Pagano. Thanks to Charles Tillman, by the way, for coming on here yesterday. He was supposed to go over to Hallis and tell everyone that they got fired.
Here we are, third category. In honor of Charles Peanut Tillman, I'm looking at the most consumed nuts in the entire world. Total worldwide nut consumption.
So you're looking for the country?
I'm looking for the kind of nut.
Oh, okay.
In fact, I'll give it to you. Peanut is number one.
Isn't that a legume and not a nut?
It is listed as number one in terms of total worldwide nut consumption. Okay. Shane, speak to me of nut consumption.
Almond.
Number two in the world is almond. Lawrence.
Brazilian.
Brazil nut, number nine, all the way down to number nine.
Cashew.
Cashew is number four. I'll tell you what. Chris Tannehill, if you don't stop naming nuts. Cashew is correct. Shane.
Pine.
Pine nut Number 10
Egregiously expensive, by the way.
I couldn't agree more.
Make your pesto with walnuts. Save yourself some trouble.
Thank you. That's an interesting nut to name. Lawrence?
Walnut.
Number 3
Damn it.
You gave it away. Number 3 There are 4 more nuts on the list. Let's see if you guys can get them.
Cacahuate.
It is tanny.
Hazelnut.
Number 6 on the list.
Oh, fire.
There are 3 more nuts, and then I have a tiebreaker if need be.
Pistachio.
Is number 5 on the list. There are 2 more nuts.
D's. All right, I'm out.
Lawrence is out. Tanny, you got another nut?
The beet nuts.
Let's go. Let's go. Beet nuts forever.
And now I got nothing. I'm out.
You got nothing. Shane, you want one more, Mr. Cooking Guy?
Macadamia.
Macadamia, number 8.
Done, Shane.
We would have accepted pecan. Pecan as well.
Would you have accepted the right way to say it?
Pecan?
Yeah,
maybe. Okay. You know, you guys are all over me about categories today. Yeah. It's only because I chose a category we already did.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your first offense. I think it's your third.
All right. Well, I think it was fun.
I thought it was fun.
In Kim Fox's America, you're out.
All right. Good. Well, there you are. Category Shane is the winner and a loser. Loser.
Mark Grody is in the hallway. Soon he'll be in that chair. Bears hit. 2 words next on The Score.
We'll go next to Mark Grody from The Score.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, 3-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.